on what grounds did you take them to court? Welcome to the Elephant TV. My name is Abdullahi. Our guest today is Dalacha. Dalacha, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Today we'll be talking about the case that you took to the court about NRT. Let's start off by you took the court, the Northern Rangeland Trust, to the Environmental and Land Court in Meru. On what grounds did you take them to court?
Thank you so much. The grounds on which we took the Northern Rangeland Trust to court was basically violations of fundamental rights and freedoms of the indigenous members of the community that were in Merti sub-county and by extension other parts of Isiolo County. And these violations are not things that happened within a day or even a month. They're something that were executed over a period of time. The violations, to be specific, were cases that were touching on loss of lives. The estimated loss of lives that happened from either the acts or the omissions of the NRT and its agents were about 76 lives that were from the reports of the community. And cases of enforced disappearances that were reported over a period of time. Other grounds were that the mandate of carrying out conservancies or relating to wildlife conservancies are basically the work of Kenya Wildlife Services. And the fact that the Kenya Wildlife Services abdicated its duties and therefore leaving or giving NRT an opportunity to carry out its legal mandate gave us a reason to believe that KWS should work how it's supposed to work. Other grounds were that the land where these communities are located are community land. And the community land is governed by the Community Land Act 2016, the Community Land Regulations 2017, and the Constitution of Kenya. The rights over community land is exclusively given to the community. But before this land is registered, the county government is given the mandate as a trustee to hold this land in trust on behalf of the community until such a time when this land is registered. And because as it is, the land is not registered, therefore, any dealings on this land must go or must come through the county government. And the fact that the Northern Rangeland Trust purposely bypassed the county government in dealing on matters that touch on the community land speaks to these violations on community land. One of our grounds, again, speaks to Section 29 of the Community Land Act, whereby any issues or any matters that touch on the community land use has to be decided by the community themselves. Therefore, no external party or no third party can come from nowhere and decide how the community is supposed to use its community land. Whether the community wants to set up a conservancy or not. Therefore, it's upon the community to decide once they have registered their land. The Northern Rangeland Trust has a quote-unquote rangers, which acts as a disciplined forces or the armed forces for the NRT. The presence of these rangers has militarized the pastoral areas. For example, the Chari zone, the zone between Isiolo County and Samburu County. And the militarization of this zone has, in the long run, led to violations such as loss of lives, displacement of mass from the settlement, and even participation of these rangers in community conflicts. Therefore, the use of these rangers to participate in community conflict or to push out the communities from their pastoral land or their ancestral land speaks to the violations on community rights, community land rights. Lastly, the NRT has perfected the art of using divide and rule. We are sections of the communities, be it leaders or specific committees of the from the sections of the community, are used to divide the community. Therefore, whether the larger community agrees to the conservancy issues or not, the NRT does not care. Therefore, the principles of public participation, where any issues that affect the community has to chart its own destination, whether they want the conservancy or not, whether the conservancy is good for them or not, it's upon them to decide. And the fact that NRT uses divide and rule in dividing sections of the community against the other has even disturbed the harmonious coexistence of these communities, whereby sections of the community is bitter against the few who are used by NRT. And the NRT uses the provincial administration, the office of the county commissioner is one of the parties to this suit. The reason as to why we sued the county commissioner along the NRT is because the NRT uses the defunct provincial administration, nowadays known as the National Government Administrative Organs, to quell any oppositions to its move within communities. Sections of the community or the larger members of the community who reject the NRT's move are usually met by brutal forces from the security agencies. A case in point was there was a time we went on a fact-finding mission as the Kenya National Commission on Human Rights. And while we were on the course of meeting the members of the public, we were met by a Land Cruiser full of police purportedly coming to arrest us. Okay? This was because the community does not have the right to hold meetings. The community, in the eyes of NRT, cannot hold a forum to discuss the affairs that affect them. And from our discussions, from our research, and the meeting with the members of the public, we were of the view that this is a matter that can well be addressed through court. Through court, for the reason being, the community even made advances through the Council of Elders to approach NRT and see whether these issues can be addressed amicably. But the problem was that NRT did not respond to the call from the community through the Council of Elders to see whether ADR is an option.
And the court ruled, I mean, what you are highlighting there are egregious human rights violation by an authority that is practically operating with impunity. And what did the court rule last week?
When we filed our petition, initially we filed a petition in Meru, and good enough, an environment and land court was established in Isiolo. Therefore, our case was transferred from Meru Environment and Land Court to Isiolo ELC. And the petition that we filed was Isiolo ELC petition number 6 of 2021. And NRT filed a preliminary objection. The preliminary objection has an effect of challenging or dismissing our suit in entirety without even looking at the substantive bit of it or even looking at the merits. And therefore, when NRT filed a preliminary objection, the objection challenged the jurisdiction of the court to hear the matter. And secondly, the preliminary objection filed by NRT challenged whether the case filed by the petitioners, being the community, has the threshold, the has met the constitutional threshold on whether their rights are violated or not. And therefore, we filed our submissions, and then NATRITU filed its submissions. And upon looking at the submissions, the court dismissed the preliminary objection filed by NRT and gave the orders as to cost in cause. And further, the court will give further directions as to how we proceed to hearing on 30th of May 2022.
Yes. But you, I mean, like this ruling by the court against the preliminary objection by the NRT raises serious fundamental legal questions that have got precedent for other communities. Do you want to talk about that, please?
Yes, no. The same team of lawyers that are dealing in Isiolo case are the ones that are dealing with the Kitale ELC petition, the West Pokot case. And the route that NRT took in Kitale case is the same route that they're taking in Isiolo case. And the preliminary objection filed by NRT is frivolous in its nature. It's frivolous in its nature in the sense that it's only meant to derail the court process. We filed a petition and a certificate of urgency. The urgency of the matter is that the NRT was continuously establishing conservancies in Cherab, establishing another one in Sericho, another one in Garbatula, and another one in Kina. So in essence, what we sought the court to address this matter urgently was that we wanted this, the orders as to barring NRT from establishing those conservancies to be given by court as urgent as possible. The reason as to why the PO was filed was basically to derail the court processes, was an abuse of the court processes. And the impact that this PO has is that the PO is supposed to be raised on the pure points of law. The fact that they did not even raise the PO on a point of law and the court found out the same as it was dismissed is that these are people who are on a fishing expedition. Therefore, that is their modus operandi. And even as we proceed to the substantive hearing of the case, we would expect NRT to derail this case as much as possible because that is how they operate.
That speaks of impunity, I think. When you look at, you know, NRT within the pastoral region, at the heart of most of these things is the land question. And, you know, the Community Land Act of 2016 has got some useful provisions when it comes to community owning land. Do you want to speak about some of those positions broadly, but also as it pertains to your case and community wildlife conservancies in general?
Yes. Community Land Act, I want to give a specific background to Community Land Act. Before the promulgation of the new constitution in 2010, the land in northern Kenya or in other pastoral counties is governed by the Trust Land Act, whereby the land in these counties or in this region is viewed as a wasteland. And with passage of the Constitution of Kenya 2010, the land was subdivided into three, the public land, the private land, and the community land. The public land is the land that is owned by the government. The private land is whose interest lies with the individual. And the community land is land whose interest is basically for the larger community. And the passage of the Community Land Act 2016 is a game changer in how we deal with land in pastoral counties. When you look at Section 3 of the Community Land Act, specifically speaks to how the land, the management of the community land in this region is supposed to be governed. The land is supposed to be governed with regards to Article 10 and Article 60. Article 10 speaks about human dignity, equal equity, social justice, public participation, among other principles. Article 62 speaks about security of land rights. How are we going to secure land rights? The land rights are supposed to be secured through registration. And before this registration happens, the land is supposed to be held in trust by the county government. And the county government, as it holds this land in trust, is not supposed to dispose even an inch of the community land. Okay? Any transactions or any dealings on community land whereby the county government receives compensation, that compensation is supposed to be held by the county government until such a time when the community registers this land. The fact that these provisions that regards to the community land is not being adhered to, one, by the county government, number two, by other agencies or third parties such as NRT. In 2021, around February, we came across a bill that was purporting to establish or to recognize conservancies in Isiolo County. The bill that was from NRT through the leader of majority, Isiolo County, and the bill was supposed to be debated by Isiolo County Assembly. And interestingly, the same bill was before Samburu County Assembly. The same bill was before Laikipia County Assembly. And our attempts as professionals, as a host of lawyers from the region to engage the county assembly was met by impunity. One from the speaker who threatened not to consider our views with regards to the bill and pass the bill whether we like it or not. Secondly, by the committee that was dealing with the bill, because they even refused to afford us audience. But in essence, we filed our analysis of the bill and our views regarding the bill, and specifically through the Kenya National Commission on Human Rights, we gave an advisory, a detailed advisory as to why the bill is unconstitutional, as to why the bill violates specific sections of the community land with regards to land use, with regards to land ownership and public participation on matters and affairs that affect the community land. And lastly, the fact that the county assembly does not have powers and mandate to interfere with the community land. And in essence, we told the county assembly of Isiolo that proceed and pass the bill, will move to court. And essentially, that's how the bill died. Now, all these, the attempts by the county government, who is supposed to be the trustee of the community land, to legitimize the actions of the third parties who are interfering with the community land, speaks to the failure in leadership, okay? To the illegalities, to the impunity that is carried out by those who are supposed to protect the community land.
No, and now finally, I wouldn't let you go without commenting about, you know, how does NRT and wildlife conservancies and the attempts to take all this land, how does it affect pastoralists and pastoralism, not just in Isiolo County, but in the broader north of Kenya North Rift, Samburu, Turkana, Pokot, and the rest?
NRT states that it has over 43, as at last, when I checked last year, it has over 43 conservancies. These 43 conservancies run across the pastoral counties. I think we have around 23 or 24 pastoral counties. When you look at these counties to date, this is where bloody conflicts are currently ongoing, from Baringo, Turkana, Samburu County, Isiolo County. And these conflicts are well calculated, in my view. These conflicts are well planned and executed And in essence, the conflicts are designed to drive these pastoral communities away from their grazing land. Out of my familiarity, I'll speak about Isiolo, whereby the militarization of conflict at the Isiolo-Samburu border by NRT has led to the fall of, I think, around two centers, one in Kom and one in Dima Ado. When these communities flee from these towns because of endless conflicts, because of bloody murders by NRT, what happens next? The NRT seeks to establish hotels in those areas. I don't know who their target audience is, target customers are, but NRT is doing this with impunity, without considering the communities, and without being held accountable by the government of the day. When initially NRT wanted to establish conservancies in Jerab, our extensive engagement with the Deputy County Commissioner of Marti initially led to the revocation of directions to the chiefs in support of conservancies. But then again, the Deputy County Commissioner was overruled by the County Commissioner, who directed all the chiefs and the Assistant County Commissioners and all the government agencies to support NRT. Now, an agency whose registration is unknown, that wields such kind of power against a pastoral community. This has left the pastoral communities powerless. The conflict has led to thousands of livestock theft in the region, either from the Samburu, either from the Turkana, Baringo, and so on. And in the long run, the essence is to replace the lifestyle of the community from pastoralism to, I think, what they are calling beading and tailoring and so on and so forth. When you want to replace the lifestyle of a whole community or a number of communities across the region with activities that these people have no idea, I think in essence what they want is to impoverish these communities and make them destitute and move away from this vast land. And the essence being, we have a number of projects coming across Isiolo. What I read in Isiolo, the NRT's move in Isiolo. For example, Lapset. Lapset will cut across Kulamawe and sections of areas where NRT has conservancies. Where will Lapset corridor pass? Definitely those areas that NRT want to establish conservancies. And when government, when such a multi-million or billion project passes across the community land, who will be compensated? Is it the community or the owners of the conservancies? Definitely the owners of the conservancies. And what we want is such an injustice not to be perpetrated against the indigenous communities. We will try as much as we can, push it through the Environment and Land Court and see what the court will rule. If this definitely will not favor us, we'll still move to the higher court.
No, thank you so much, Dilwacha. I mean, this is fascinating, and we will be keeping an eye on it and keep us updating.